Fine. So what we've seen so far, we want to try and do a taste today, but let's just do a chazor. Chazor, what we've seen. The Gemara brings machlokes, what's the din of boy b'shusa? A boy, that somebody who's mafia the area around the area of his pit, but he left the pit in his own b'shus. Are you chayv or are you potter? The machlokes, tanoim. Later on in the fifth parak, Machlokes Tanoim and Kibbeh Nevi'im, and the Gemara suggested that depending on whether you're chayv or potter would be whether if an animal, if somebody would be mafkeh his property and place its fruit on that property, would an animal be liable for eating that property, for eating that fruit? Meaning, we're going so far how Rashi explained it. Somebody who is mafkeh his rishus and puts a boy on that rishus, that's like being mafkeh rishus and leaving himself a boy. So he's got a rishus, which is mafkeh that area, and then he's putting his fruit on it. So is he liable for that boy? If an animal would trip on it, would the person who put the fruit there be liable for the boy? And if he is liable for the boy, then it's a hazard. Consider the hazard, and the rule is that if there's a hazard, any person's got a right to take away the hazard and take it for themselves. So you place the hazard down in Shutrabin, you're mafia the area, so you place the hazard down in Shutrabin. So Kolakodim's awful. If anyone takes it for Bakasha, so if an animal comes and eats it, Kolakodim's awful, he's allowed to take it. So if you hold a mafia Shusoi, the lawyer if you buy a chayim, they are chayim for leaving such a boy, then if an animal would eat the fruit, he'd be potter. So Rabbi says that if an animal eats it, it's potter, must be because he holds mafkir shusoi. Rayif kibur is chayim. I get me confused with the potter and chayim. The Rabbi says that mafkir shusoi, rayif kibur is chayim, means you are liable, you're a bala boy, you're liable for leaving that boy there. Must be, if the animal would eat it, it'd be potter because kolakodim zavah. So maybe it'd be potter. Shmuel holds if an animal eats it, chayiv. The Baal HaBeim is chayiv. Why should the Baal HaBeim be chayiv? Must be because he holds the mafkir shusoi, the loyif kiboyoi. If somebody mafkir his property but not the boy, and in our case he's mafkir the land, but he kept the right to put the fruit there, and he put the fruit there. So it must be Mafkir Shusoi Vloyev Kiboyoi, your bottle. The Balaboy is not pot, not Chayim. So it's not considered a hazard. If it's not considered a hazard, then if the animal eats it, the animal will be Chayim. Because you don't have a Kolakodim Zokom. All right, you have to eat it. But you're Chayim. I, Shen. No, it's Mafzeris. Mafzeris is Chayim. So Shen is Chayim in such a case. So the animal went ahead and ate. It turned its head to eat it. So it's called Mavzeres. So Medin Shen Bishus Rame, it would be Chayim. And the only right, the only reason to be potter is because Kol HaKodim Zohar, because you made a hazard and I've got a right to take it away. I didn't make a hazard because small holds that somebody's got a right to leave his fruit down in an area and a place that he was mafkir. The mafkir Shusay Vleif Kibayoi is potter. It's not a hazard. There's no hazard, the Baal HaBeim is chayv to pay. Good, so far, that's what we learned on. You must be talking about telling yourself, right? Because it's off the beaten track. So it's just around the day, that area is maximum. There must be in telling yourself. All going off the beaten track, which is all the more reason why you should be chayv. So, Mela, that's what we learned. Right, good so far, David.
Yeah, we learn this with actually simple. It's like war. It wasn't even a matter of judgment. We said that it was after the land, after the land and not before it settled. What was the status of that land itself? And my focus is
in that case, he's mafkir completely.
Yeah. So if it's mafkir completely, about the blockchain transition. It's also some of the concepts is not very clear because the only issue surrounding that is Hunter for the
drugs. Yes, Jason said that.
Why does Rashi have to get more complicated? Okay, now, as a more slipping on. We can just say once this is the concept, it belongs to the Shusabaka. That's Shemshita called that.
Even if it's a Shusarabim, it's not the normal Shusarabim, it's Siddur Shusarabim. It's on the side.
They're not doing it to the Shusarabim. It's a again, it could be a large field. And I mean, I'm not sure what's a picture. It's Siddur Shusarabim. It is some smaller area where it has to be.
You raise
the gets a field simple. If your mantra doesn't belong to the Shusram, so
let's say it belongs to the Shusram. That's very good. Nice and simple. So belongs to the
really, in the case of Mort, really belongs to the Shusram. And so, too, in the case of the
concept, yeah,
okay, you see, you can be potter, you see,
the Bala should be potter because of Shem, which is surrounding.
It's a more simple
it's not exactly Shem, which is that the person right to leave his stuff on the side.
That's what it's not the case. Let's see the
in which way is it different? Into the
ending the parameters of the issue and localized thought to be up, it's not
okay, but the Gemara at the moment doesn't understand it. The Gemara understands from there is had to turn. It's had to be the drag. Because the Havamina understands that Siddur Rishasurabim and Maxim Okam are the same thing. They're both off the beaten track. It's the Havamina we thought. Not the same thing in Mitzvahs, but the same halacha that there's a root which animals roll, and then there's a root which you go consider to grab him. The animal is going to be chayim for because it's not the beaten track; it's off the beaten track somewhat. So to him would be the same. Afterwards, the Gemara's going to be matzah and say, no, you know what? Lo alav kumin of the matzah is off. That's what it means. It's different than Siddur Shusharabim. Neville, it's all different. So the answer is saying, would be Potter. But Kala Kodim Zachar, Kala Kodim Zachar. And I can see a different Mahalik of Jesus. This one's going to say the pshat in Rashi, and then he's going to ask on it, and then say his own pshat. The Rav Sova Boi Bishutso Chayim. When the last places of Kafala from Adalim, he still reserved the right to go. The first one of our tastes, the Rav Sova Boi Bishutso Chayim. When he makes the Boi Bishutso Yochid, the Chayim, for the Kaak Potol, the Kayim, it's like the case that somebody puts fruit there. The choshev, the one who put the fruit there, is kemoi kerem boy. It's as if he dug a pit. Sheim uchlukah beheim avois on peiris, had the beheim a snip on those peiris. Chayim, what do you mean chayim? The bala beheim o. The beheim of the ilkah seems to have. Just like any takolo in Yeshua's Rabbim, If somebody places a takon and shutz rabim, kol ha-koido, koido mehem zogon. Ki the pish was good, just like Rashi explained here. Ubeima sha'ochlo ha-petur, the ema eats it, it's going to be potter. Because kol ha-koido zogon. Rav Tameh, since that says, you should know there's another place where Rav says this is din and it's connected. Rav Tameh, Rav goes according to his own opinion. There's a discussion there on the planet. If somebody puts a fruit to dry in the middle of the street, does a person have a right to take even the goof of payos? The owner just loses out the profit. But the goof, the actual carrying the basic value of the fruit, you have to give back in place to Rosh Hashanah, which he didn't have a right to do, that Chazal took away his profit and again it's the one who took it. But Rav holds no. Somebody places fruit in Rosh Hashanah and his fruit should dry out to make money on it. Chazal not only took away his profit, they even took away the actual fruit. So Rav here says that the animal doesn't need to pay anything. Why? Because Kolokoi off even on the fruit. So the animal took the fruit because of diet. Is that out to Nitzmoya? How can it be bottle for the innermost fruit? This animal ate. This animal at the fruit, the hazard. The hazard is that animals that they sit, they'll sit on the row of fruit. But why is the innermost fruit a hazard? The innermost is put out over 10, 20 meters of fruit. So obviously, if animals are walking, they'll sit on the first bit of the fruit. So the first fruit is the hazard. But the 10 meters inside, there's not a hazard. So why should the animal have a right to take all 10 meters of the fruit? Max Mokin doesn't see
his wall. And to say behind the wall he has more fruit? Well, he said.
Right. And how much did he move? So now he's now moved that wall and moved it in. Now all that area on the other side of the wall is all now exposed. That area is called Maximogon. 10 meters wide would be the same along. Shaila is, but why is it? Why is the Baal Behima go right? Why is the Behima go right? Go right to eat up this entire produce. No, that's because there's a hazard here. Well, where's the hazard? The animal will walk a bit, okay, and step on the first. I understand. Putting bananas on the first stretch is a hazard. After that, the animal's supposed to be going
straight. They're not supposed to be walking in a different direction.
Video, yeah. The behemoth side. Because yes, because you left something dangerous. Okay, I understand. What part's dangerous? The whole thing's dangerous.
But the danger.
It's like maximum. Yes.
That's unusual for them to go.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that danger if that's not?
Oh, it's still possible that animals will step on it. It's maximum. It's like we said, the maximum going. Somebody's mafkir might not have been the normal place where people go, but since it's hefkid, they're allowed to go there. they're allowed to go, then they'll slip on it. The big taste is okay. Hey, so they're allowed to walk, then they'll slip on it. But where are they going to slip? On the first trip, they'll slip on the whole way. Why should that be? So this taste is domino. You want to know where domino came from? Domino came from Boba Kama Kapala from his base, top line. There's doses. Doses, yeah? The Kavon, the Yesh Rishut, the Bnei Rishut. It's no fruit. And when you take the next row, because color coding names are gone, then the next row is going to be a hazard. And I don't know, until all of them are hazards. You're right, only the first row is a hazard. So color coding names are the next one. So I take that. So what's going to be out in the next show? So we made all of it is never going to go to the end on the tire products.
So we learned about conus when the animal felt allowed to eat the area around it, but couldn't go and eat the world. And then we said
the feedback.
All right.
The feedback. Maxi with Kulon Zop. High producer is acres of Maxim Oke. I've now extended it to acres, but acres of Maxim Oke. He's bottom. He did a service to humanity on the entire thing. Why? He prevented people from falling down. Sorry, why should anyone be that far? Yes, because when there's no food there, people have a right to walk there. So, small slip up on. So, you take that one away. So they've got a right to walk in that first produce. Now here comes the big kasha that everyone's asked. What's pshat in the Mishnah then? The Mishnah says that if the animal walks in a shisurah, it doesn't obey the cholapok of Zanon. What happened to that smile? It does need to pay what? And we don't say it's paying your boy, which is a rabbi. Don't know if we're speaking that boy, which is a yochin, the yochin, but this is a boy, which is a rabbi. A boy, which is a rabbi. Yes, Shalai Nosno, he didn't put it in Shazrabim in order to improve the produce. In that case, the Lakonsu Rufoy, the Mashram Ben Mamania. This Kanasa, we said, well, I'm going to Zako, and you don't need to pay back anything in a case when a guy put down his stuff in order to make money. He put down his produce in order to improve. If he put down in order to improve the class, not only do you lose your gain that you wanted, but even lose your basic value of your produce, you lose the whole thing. Are you allowed to make use of it just to further your gain? One second. Who are you? There's other people walking in. You're taking up. Encroaching on other people's rights, Chazal said in such a case, you take the whole thing away, you lose everything. But somebody just put it down, let's say, but he had to just rest a little bit. So he's not doing it to make money, he just had to put it down for a little bit. Yeah, there's no din. They can't say gufo or otzva. There's no din. They didn't. We take away your mind. We don't say that. There's nothing one needs to pay it. Yeah. It's the pay machinemis, and then later you pay machinemis.
So now we're talking about why a person makes it more.
Now we're talking about why, whether we should make it to us.
I know, but it has to do with the person why he made the market or for his own problem. If someone goes for his problem, dig the hole and for his benefits, plus he's at the storage or whatever, the chief about him, yeah.
Somebody else does for his own personal benefit. Yeah, but about example, we're talking about here, my cousin selling his money there. But in order to make more money, we're making, not to take away your money. Some of you did the order of Shisarabi. What are we going to take away? We've taken Shisarabi's property anyway. Money then. Left his money there in order to further build, make more money. Kanas, if we take away his order to make more money, we don't make such a kanas. So, Mela, shut in the Mishnah, what was the case of? He put his stuff there, not in order to make it get better. So he put his stuff there. And then we say that the animal eats with butter from that. Thank you. That's a mocking case we're talking about. It's a boy, Bishop Yaki. That's the way he put it there in order to be misyavish, to make it better. There, Rav holds that we make a kinas. The good boy, also the basic value we take away from it, and then we lost. Right. If you hold that you're mafkir shus, you're a mafkir. If you're a Mazik, we make such a class. Anytime there's a hazard there for the parking, we make such a class. Good Yossi? Shouldn't be, but that's what takes a self-chat in Rashi. Amazing Akimdu is saying. And the Gemara, when it says bottle, means something else completely. When the Mishnah says bottle, it's in the problem. And the person just put the fruit down there not to make it better. And therefore you have to pay. The case of Rav, where Rav says that your bottle, the bottle completely, that's because it's a boy and a shot. When the Mishnah says you shoot the rabbi potter, what does that mean, the word potter? Sharon, potter, what does potter mean? So you're potter from Hezek, we have to pay Mashanim. When Rav says potter, what does that mean?
Everything.
Potter completely. Why? Says the Gemara, because it's a boy. And a boy, for making, can I show you how to make it? Show you how to make it. The Gufa, Otto, Shvabi. We say, can I create the name Zohar? And that's not applicable to Rishon Sarabim, because Rishon Sarabim, we're not talking about where he did it in order to make it better. We're not, they're talking about his stuff, put it down. How do you know that? How do we know that Rishon Sarabim is not talking about a case where he did it in order to make it better? Because he said you have to pay Fana. How do we know the Rav says you're talking about a case where you did do it Fana? Because he said you're positive. To me, from the Dinim, we know that that must be the case. From the Dean and the fact that the Mishnah says you pay it, amazing. No, it must be the case. Then the Mishnah, you did a case where you didn't want to improve the value, and then the Rav was talking about a case where you did. Great Tosis are casting. The Kosher is so far, Tosis very beautifully has explained for us. Rashi and Shetha. The Kosher is, and Tosis, I don't understand. Kosher is, I'll perish there. The Rav Amasnissin Koin. Rav was going on the Mishnah. Rav said his din was referring to the case of the Mishnah. The Omar, Loishonu, Eleve Machzeres. Now, what we said that Yochayim is by Machzeres. Loishonu, what? Loishonu, what's the word Loishonu mean? Loishonu. we didn't learn, right? Meaning the Mishnah you were speaking about that said, Hatsidir of Yachayim, that's Matzahs. But Matzemokai, not. So the same case that you're talking about in the Mishnah, I'm telling you, but Matzemokai, not. Wouldn't you ask you? We have to throw in a new variable. In the Mishnah, was talking about a case where he didn't do it to improve the value of the produce, and Rav's talking about where he did. That's not Loishonu. Loishonu means the very same case that you said in the Mishnah you're hired for by Matzemokim, you're going to be bottled. So Loishonu, now what you said that you're hired by Tzidir Chava, that's by Tzidir Chava. But Matzemokim, in that case, you'd be bottled. Where even the Mishnah took about where he didn't do it for Shvach, then Rav's also took about where he didn't do it for Shvach. So why are you bottled? Why are you bottled? The boy, no, that color curtains offer to take the good. It was a chance because of the real appears there. The rabbi must be single. Rav's going on the Mishnah. But oh my, Loishonu, Elabe Maxeres. Rav said, Loishonu, that what the Mishnah said, Yochayim is only by Maxeres. Bimkein Rav Nami Ayri. Rav must be also talking about Bishaloi Nosu Lashpia. He didn't put it there to improve the value. He didn't do that to improve the value. So if Rav was talking about case, he didn't do it to improve the value. So what's the kasha? If he didn't do it to improve the value, so what's the kasha on Rashi? Why is he potter from complaining? Why is he potter complaining? It's no worse than Bitocher Chobo. Bitocher Chobo, you have to pay Mashen Enis. So he also should pay Mashen Enis. Do you want to understand? No. Sorry, over again? Yeah? That. Tracy called Gvaldik Akash on Rashi. Rav, yeah, Rashi's chat. What was Rashi's chat? Why did Rav say you're Potter? And Max and Mocking the Potter, why are you Potter? The boy in the Shusa Yochid, and therefore what? Why does that make the Bala Behema Potter? Call I could him Zocha. And Kala Goyden Zocha, even on the Paris. Everything, you're Potter completely. So we had the Kasha. I mean to her, you said you're Chayim to pay Mashenenis. How can Rav say you're Potter? The Mishnah says clearly, Inush is Rav and you're Chayim to pay Mashenenis. So we said, you know what? The Mishnah and Rav are talking about two different cases. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he placed his fruit there not to make it better. So there's no Knas, Gufoy, Otto Shvokri. And I have a right to take away his money. It didn't make such a Knas. And therefore you have to pay Mashenenis. Mashen and Rav is talking about a case where he put it there to improve it. And therefore, Chazal would credence even the Gufoy. Yeah? So it says, Tosfos, but if you look at the words of Rav, he's not talking about a different case than the Mishnah. He's going on the case of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah that said, Mishalem is that Mishnah said, Mitzvah Yerchava, you're bottom. Mitzvah Yerchava, you're chayim. On that, Rav said, Loishonu Mitzvah Yerchava, have a Maxim Mokoin, you're going to be bottom. So on the very case of the Mishnah, which we're referring to in the Mishnah, where he didn't do it to make it better. Because we say, you pay Mashen Enis. So he didn't do it to improve the value. So what's the Mishnah say? In the Rechav, what's the din? Mashen Enis. See the Rechav, what's the din? Okay, now what's the case of the Rechav? Also, when he put it there, not to improve the value. Because otherwise it's not comparable. Whenever Mishnah says it did, it's always symmetrical. Always. Has to be. Because otherwise you can't compare the two. You're telling me Mitzvah about one thing, Mitzvah about another thing. It must be talking about the same case, because otherwise it's not true to say Mitzvah about one thing and Mitzvah about another thing. Because if let's say Mitzvah about to improve the value, then Mitzvah is also going to be bottom. So if we're talking about Mitzvah about one and Mitzvah about another, so we're talking about the same situation. He's putting food there not to improve it. And on that, the Mishnah says, Mitzvah Yerchava, what's it in? Mashen Enis. Mitzvah Yerchava, what's it in? type of full damages. Oh, no, Robert said, Ram said, oh, but Max said, Marco, him something else. That Rav said, that what we said, the Tzidur HaKhan, that you have to pay, but not by Max and Mokim. So again, it has to be followed on the same situation. Let me tell you, Rava, not to improve. Mitzidur HaKhan, not to improve. Max and Mokim, not to improve. All three must be taught that case, but you put them down, not to improve it. So what right does the animal have to take it and not pay anything? If he's not doing it to improve it, it can't be any different to mitoich rechava. Mitoich rechava, what's the din? Mishalem is mashen enis. So who are the Max and Mokim should be like that? Can't be any worse than this was the kasha that Reuven asked as soon as we learned it. What we say, Max and Mokim, since it's a boy, therefore you're part of completely. Kasha is mitoich rechava, you have to pay at least mashen enis. So how can it be that Mitzidur Chava you have to pay Mashen Enis, and Mitzidur Chava, not Mitzidur, Max and Mokoyim, you're part of completely. So the only answer we can give is that if it's Max and Mokoyim, he's doing it last Shpia, and therefore he's the Kalakoyim Zocha. Then that's not true, because Rav was going on the case of the Mishnah, and on the case of the Mishnah was where it wasn't Mashpia. So Rav was not talking about Mashpia. If it's not Mashpia, why is it Kalakoyim Zocha? Better? Yeah? That's something which we have to know. We're learning the Mishnayos, if we're going to compare the cases, that's something we have to understand, because otherwise nothing works. It's always talking about the same situation. Just if we say in this place, this halacha, in this place, this halacha, and it's talking about the same situation. If it's a different situation, then it won't even be true that halacha is saying. So it must be the same case. The same case. Like putting down fruit. What are you putting down the fruit for? Not to improve. Ah, okay. Then we tell you this halacha, you tell you from this halacha, and Max and Mokim will be this halacha. So if it's something like this, we didn't do it to improve it, can it be that Max and Mokim will be more cow than we tell you from the shy to say that? Then Max and Mokim, the Bala of the Ema, will be more cotton than we tell you from that. If it's a bone, it's just a yoke, it can't be better, can't be more of a bone than a bone, it's just a rabbit. Can't be. Bone is just a rabbit, it's a spitz bone, right? There's no right there, but it's just a rabbit. Okay, we said it's got the same din as a music, but at least it's got some rishus to rishus a rabbit as well. But a bone is just a yoke, it's my bone, it's my rishus. You're going to be mechadish, I'm chayiv for that, and certainly I'm going to be chayiv in rishus a rabbit. So how can it be that Tzidur in Rishus Rabbi you pay Mashen Enis, and in Maxim Mokoyim you don't need to pay anything? That's the cash on Rashi. Tosis cash on Rashi.
Right.
Yeah. Second cash of Tosis is void. The Ka'oma, the first verse of the line is void. But all of that 7 lines, 8 lines, probably 10 lines. Right, the Kama, Elo Piris or Kachozile. The Gemara said, the boy, the animal will see. The Piris, it will see. Says they don't agree with such a shot. Be boy lava daite. If the boy, the animal won't see, Piris nami lava daite. Piris also won't see. He won't take notice of it. If you're going to tell me that my boy, you can't expect an animal not to take care. You can't expect an animal to take care of a boy, then you can't expect an animal to take care of fruit either. So he doesn't like Rashi chat. One for them. Heshman and Suki doesn't like it. And two, just don't agree with the whole. One of the lines of Rashi. Venir and Arena, let's say the new pshat. Venir and Arena parish. And I am pshat.
The Rav Soba boy the Shusoy Chayiv.
What's that mean?
Boy the Shusoy Chayiv. Because you eat the Shusoy Royals, you boy on it. The Nafal boy said, why are you crying if you're not the Shusoy Royals, you boy? Why are you crying? Why is a person crying? It's my Rishus in the end of the day. Who asked you to come in my Rishus? Why should I be crying? Not the boy.
but not good area around it. So very nice. Who asked you to fall into my vine? No. What's the answer? There are nitzaritz in Rishis Rabin, but my boy is Rishis Yochid. So who told you to fall into my boy? Right? You're right to build. I've got a boy next to Rishis Rabin. So you, who asked you to fall in? Right? It's my property. Why are you my property? So what's the answer? Well, why did you put your voice so close to Rishis Rabin? Dangerous. You can't expect me. You can't expect me to be careful, or my animal at least, to be careful to walk and not on the very edge. Can't expect that, right? Shutter Rabin, animals walking, and they go slightly off, right? The GPS knocks that. They go slightly off, so you can't expect me to my animal shouldn't fall in. We nearly go back to Rabsov, a baby Shlechayim. If you're a shutter, if you're a boy, he can't say, why is your ox in my shirt, in my pit? The person can't be so exact. When he's walking in Shusarabin, not to slightly go off and go into the other person's shoes. It's impossible for the people, he shouldn't have put his boy so close, mamish to Rishus Rabin, but it's so close to Rishus Rabin. When a person makes the boy, it's true to his own Rishus. And we have to be realistic. And you have to know that when people are walking in Rishus Rabin, or animals walking in Rishus Rabin, it's not shy to be so exact. And if Rishus Rabin is still this edge, it means people will go slightly off. And when you made the bar, you made the hazard for B'nai Rishus Rabin. Because when people walk, they go slightly off. It's a hazard for Rishus Rabin. So too, Baha Nami Petuah, Shaloi Hoya Aloi Nekari Peyron So Mami Rishus Rabin. Here also the animal is going to be potter. Because you shouldn't have made your put your fruit so close to Rishus Rabin. Shein b'nei Rishus Rabin mechoyin mitzamtzim atzmon. They can't be so careful not to go slightly into Rishus Yochid. And therefore, Yom B'chayim, what does Potter mean? What is Potter mean? Part of him means part of him paying Hezek, he does have to pay Hashem. Here we have an amazing thing, takes us change chat. Rashi learned what did we mean when we said that Boy Mishus Yochid is Chayim? We meant to say it's a Mazik in Kolokonim and Zohar, and therefore you don't need to pay anything. And part of him means part of completely. So the Taisa got completely the wrong chat. We never meant that you part of completely. He meant it's got Din of Shen and Rishus Rabin. You put your fruit mamish along the edge. You're thinking it's in Rishus Yochid. No, it's a mistake. It's a Shen and Rishus Rabin. And you get this idea, Shen and Rishus Rabin, it's Rishus Yochid, it's in my property. Where's the guy, Din of Shen and Rishus Yochid? But have a look what's it in by boy. If you want to make the boy then, is that considered a boy Rishus Yochid or boy Rishus Rabin? It's considered by Rishus Rabin, why? Because you can't expect people to manage, be careful not to enter your shus. And therefore, they will enter your shus. It's considered by Rishus Rabin. Therefore, so too, the fruit along the edge here has got been of payers of Rishus Rabin. And you don't have to pay Masha Hezek, you only have to pay Masha Nes. Really change the chat. I now mean Petura. Petura doesn't mean Poto. From because of Kol HaKodem and Zohar. It's not. He put it there just not to improve the products. So it's not part of completely Kol HaKodem and Zohar. What's Torah? Torah means that you don't need to pay Kol HaEzek, you have to pay Masha. Just like if a person would fall in, you'd be chayav to pay. Why? Because it's called a boy Bishus HaRabin. because you can't expect people not to fall in there. So too, you put your fruit there, it's called parents for Shusarabim, it's called Shem for Shusarabim, and therefore you only have to pay Masha Nemes. You only have to pay Masha Nemes. Right? Almost. So, after Gazar, come over the States. The pot of grass, pot of being collected in Zelda. Pot of being collected in Zelda. Because you can't expect people to avoid
animals too.
Channels. Oh, very good. Very good, Dolores. Good catch. What's the answer? Yes, the catch, which should be on your hive. But there is, it's higher. Yeah, it's not in line, it's not level. It doesn't work otherwise, right? It has to be Maxeris is talking about a case where it's higher up where animal stretched its neck somewhat, it's not the normal in line with it. So going back to the animals and coming and eating in into the show, so he says, it's your own problem. You want to come in, no problem. So many years, and we put it to sleep already, that if I have a property, I don't need to guard it to stop it. If you want to eat my produce, it's your problem, you have to pay for it. So what? There are at least then we also see some right. Since it's in, it'll go off somewhat. If you want to put it mamish in Jason, you should throw me your left. As much as it's not a jiggy that out of it is going to be hype. But if it's adjacent to Shusarabi, it's going to be also because in all of them, it's something coming to something. So I want to share with you a thought that I had, but I didn't know what to tell something. The whole story of this. From the beginning, Haman was hanged up already, was all 3 days. That's all it was. He was inside on Yud Gimel Nissen. Mordechai was sacked the Eifer, and 3 days of fasting. On the third day, Haman was hanged already, strung up. All the whole story of the course of 3 days. That will happen on the Yud Gimel Nissen, Yud Gimel Adol, and the rest of the people. Wow. Now, Yud Gimel Yisrael was long before Yud Gimel Adar. It was already sometime in the 7th time. They wrote the letters. Yeah, it's all stuck. It's all stuck. The whole story of the Nis of Haman was all in 3 days. Open up against Esther. For everything I just said and stuff.
On Gimli side.
Right.
So, but.
And then Mordechai heard about him in Sakva Eifer, and he said, for the 3 days of Mordechai, he that will stay the night, so you have to be there the second day. So, the second thing, it's not a nice guy, right? The second day, you should make a extra suda. Zecha the sudas Esther. That was on that day.
The second song.
And then I hit me, said, why do we fast?
That's exactly how that was received.
That was just
that was that important.
The third day of the fast. 3 days fast. And he wrote another. But the main, the whole story finished before you knew it. Right? Which is interesting. Okay. What would you want? And we make the whole thing on, and I think it was all over before it began. That was before, say before I'm on this gallery. Right there. So, and I saw the Shem Yeshua, if we could go on here, Jehona Esther, the Jehoshaphat, and Esther, hold on, send 2 cents of who wants. All the same, they should be here. That was to all the army should be prepared this day to fight. They didn't say what. And there was another letter in Alchemist Fixes, whatever. Another letter which is all secretive, which would be Megala, that who was going to be the people that are going to be destroyed and going to be the leader. It was all doing in this the two letters, all hidden. Says that Haman did it. You're going to destroy a new on your dinner of a dog. He wanted to do it slowly, break it slowly, because he knew if the leader would hear about it straight away, they'd be doubling and they'd be over. He wanted it to be slowly, because then a certain coldness, something fierce of Amalek, as a cock of a day. Okay, we've heard little things. Is it true? It'll be the marriage. It's Kitzman Tzigim. He'll send messengers to the king. But slowly, slowly, and there won't be any great warmth, and then the podcast will be built up slowly, and then things will be slowly. The youth won't have that kayak of filler that they need to have. So Mordechai sent a message to Esther, go speak to Ahasuerus straight away. And Esther said, no, maybe it's best that we should do it behind the scenes. Like Esther was, you know, more hasta. Behind the scenes, and Mordechai said, no, listen, this is the Mordechai work. That's it all I'm waiting. He wants it. We shouldn't be excited. We should just bash it. Go over there. Do it slowly, slowly behind the scenes. You lose the whole month, the whole enthusiasm of the Tvila. Esther said, if that's the case, then yes, you're right. And she completely changed around. And she said, okay, we're going to cancel Pesach because of it. And the Eden done for 3 days. And you know what? In those 3 days, the whole story is over. Exactly what Haman was worried about. The 3 days of Tvila straight away cancels out the Kirk of Amalek. And that's the Kirk of Amalek, to try and do things slowly. Yeah, I hear your side. You know what it is. Yeah, I hear. Okay, let me discuss this. No, Now, money, that's a shakoko there. We have to realize that no, our avoid is the pair of it's Asian side. And indeed, that was the Nesapurim. That was the Nesapurim. When they took this measure to fight Amalek in a way that we meant to, and they met the 3 days of intense dominating, and with that, they were Zecha to Nesapurim.
Only we did.
Whoever did.
Only God went across the world. And then?
No.
They had a.
Don't say who passes only people in Shushan. Passes for those 3 days. Passes during the Yidden in Shushan, and passes for those 3 days. Mordechai had to send a message. He couldn't send it. He didn't have telephones. So passes the people in Shushan, passes for 3 days.
They said that every
organization
received their letters, their original letter, saying God did
not pay. Now, how could you go there? Doesn't say that. Okay, so that's my thought. So the thought is, yes, the matter was over before you knew it. And the reason is because they used the Kirch of Tefillah. And that's what the Kirch of Tefillah is, as opposed to Kirch of Molech, to drag things out. The Moshe Perez, she's having a Gevaldige Purim, should feel well. Cult of...